All right.
I'm great, man.
You're listening to Under the Groomers. Today, we're joined by the People's Champ.
That's right.
The Prince of Bristol. The apple of my eye.
Wow.
Sweet, sweet Jackie boy.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
How are you?
Do you know what? I'm good. Yeah. I'm very good.
Very good.
Come back from holiday.
Back from jet setting, globe trotting.
I'm getting about.
He gets around.
I was glad when you said you want to do it because I thought, good, because the tan will be fading.
You want to get that tan on cam.
White t-shirt.
To accentuate.
Accentuate.
The tan.
Exactly.
Is that deliberate?
This is a deliberate choice.
Let him see the goods.
And if you're listening to this, just pop it on video.
Yeah, have a little look. Look at this bronzed Adonis.
Treat yourself.
Because before you were going, obviously you had a few, we talked about it on the podcast, you were getting a few sunbeds in, top up that base tan.
A few beds. Had to switch providers.
To switch bed providers.
Because the ones, do you know Glodden? Have you seen those Glodens?
I've seen them around. I've not been in myself.
I think they've suffered a, what's it called when a business goes under?
A bankruptcy.
A bankruptcy. I've travelled around all of them. They're all closed. So I've had to change providers.
Yeah.
And it's much cheaper where I'm going now. It must be like...
Where are you going now?
Can I say?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Lex Tan.
L-E-X?
L-E-X. Yeah. L-E-X, T-A-N.
Is that a chain or is it just a one-off?
Don't know.
Where are you going? Which one are you going to?
Can I say?
Why wouldn't you be able to say?
A lot of weirdos online. And I'm going and
what, you think they're going to be waiting for you
they'll
to
be waiting for me to come out and they'll be sniffing the bed.
Do you listen to the Under the Groomers podcast? No. What's that? Don't worry about it. Do you know Jack from Under the Groomers? No. he gets his sunbed in there before he goes on holiday.
Henley's Lexington.
Henley's.
They'll be camping out.
Henley's, classy place.
Can I tell you this offer? You said that sunbeds are unhealthy, and I agree with that they are unhealthy.
As far as I'm aware, they're not good for you.
They're not. I mean, I think the jury's out on that.
But you know, I'm not exactly a picture of, you know, I do things that are unhealthy. We all do things that are unhealthy for us.
Sure. Okay. But let me tell you about the offer they're running at Lex Tan.
Okay. This episode is sponsored by Lex Tan. Use the code GROOMERS10. Go into Lex Tan and say, do you know the Under the Groomers podcast? And they'll go, no. They're offering 10% discount if you mention it.
I'll be honest, I've got a job at Lex Tan. I've changed jobs.
You're on commission.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't actually been away.
So you go in. How much it costs?
I didn't sign up for this offer. There was an offer on there. They said you can get 100 minutes.
Feels like a lot.
For 25 quid.
Okay.
And but the thing about this offer is you have to use all your minutes within 20 days.
Ooh, that feels like a bad idea.
That's 25 minutes every 5 days.
Okay.
Is that mass? Is that right? I think that's right.
Oh, I've no idea. 25 minutes every 5 days.
Can you imagine that what you would look like after that?
I don't know how you would... How long do you... Because you don't go in for very long, do you?
I can't. I'm too pale.
You're too pale.
8 minutes, maybe.
So you'd have to really work hard to make them up.
I heard in the queue there was a woman there getting 15.
15?
And she was brown.
I bet she
had a tan, I've got what I want
to say. Yeah.
She was, anyway.
She was well tanned.
She was well tanned.
Yeah. Do you reckon, I wonder what the limit, because surely if you buy that offer, if she's going in and getting 15 minutes, do you reckon in like 3 days' time she's back for another 15? Are they like, whoa, 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 whoa.
You can't
come in here again.
I don't know what the limit would, but that sounds 25 minutes every 5 days is like, that feels
too much.
You're doing a lot of damage there.
Yeah.
You've never had one, have you?
No, of course not. I don't know why you're so surprised. I reckon most people haven't had one. Spray tan? Maybe that would be preferable.
Never considered it because I like it as a base tan method.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but then I don't know if a spray tan would do the job. Would that do the job? Would you still get less?
I don't know. I don't know the science behind it. I don't like going in the sun. I don't like...
You don't want to age, do you? You're into that anti-aging stuff.
I'm that guy, you know, the one that's trying not to age, that looks 100 now.
The millionaire
like,
guy.
Yeah, and he's like changing his blood every 3 days or something.
Yeah.
No, I just... I'm very pale, so I don't enjoy the sensation of being in the sun. I'm more of an inside guy, is my vibe.
So you don't sunbathe?
Never.
Okay.
I just feel like, oh, just... kind of hurts, you know, just like, oh, forget it.
Does Holly like a bathe?
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it. She loves a sunbathe. She's never been on a sunbed, but she likes being in the sun and being outside.
So when you're looking, if you're on holiday, you might look for a table which has got a seat in the shade.
I'm a shade guy.
I like the shade, to be honest.
I'm made in the shade.
I get that. I'm actually the same, I think.
Yeah, well, you don't need it because you're on the beds.
I'll go for a couple of insurance beds, I think. Yeah. It's good to do.
It's good to do.
That's bad advice. You probably shouldn't do it at all.
I saw a picture of you on a boat on Instagram. Top off.
Did you?
Looking swole as hell.
Oh, yeah. The one I put on my story.
You did put it on your story. And now I believe this is what a young person would call a thirst trap.
It was not a thirst trap.
I think that is what a young person would call a thirst trap.
I don't... I wish Julia was here because then she would... I don't think it's the thirst trap.
Let me describe it to the listener who might not follow you on Instagram. Follow Jack on Instagram, by the way. One, for his comedy stylings. Two, Instagram reels of Under the Groomers podcast. Three, thirst trap aplenty.
I don't think it's a thirst trap.
Okay, well...
That had me top off.
I'll let the listener decide.
Okay.
It's you...
Yes.
On a boat...
Yeah.
Shirtless...
Sure.
Golden.
Of course.
In good physical condition. You've been working out.
This is great.
I'd say...
You better not cut this out, this bit.
I'd say you are in good nick. You've been pumping iron.
You're going to cut this out.
I'm not going to cut this out.
Keep this in.
A lady on the arm.
But this is the key thing with the thirst trap. A thirst trap means you're looking for a bit of hanky panky, isn't it? You're putting yourself out
there.
I don't think necessarily.
I think it could be, you know, I don't think that necessarily rules out hanky panky because there's a lady with you in the picture.
No, but a thirst trap, my understanding of it is it's a single person.
Doesn't have to be.
Wishes to like catch the eye of a potential suitor.
Doesn't have to be a single person, I don't think.
A thirst, really? Maybe not. Maybe you're right.
The thirst trap is just to, you know, just a little glimpse of the goods for people. You know?
I don't know the etymology. Why is it what's thirst? It's like if you're thirsty.
Because if you're thirsty, that means, Julia taught me this.
Okay.
If you're thirsty, it means that like, I don't know how to explain it. Thirsty means like, I don't know how to explain it. Julia explained it to me really well once. It means like, it doesn't mean like horny, but it means like you're...
Is that what the emoji is, but there's water?
Yeah, like you're thirsty
For dick.
Or puss, fan, I guess.
Knee.
Dick or puss, dick. I guess, and everything in between. Yeah, so like, it's like hungry.
And what's the trap bit? Oh, like it's like you're trying to catch
a bit of bait, a bit of bait for the yes. thirsty people watching.
Yes,
for the thirsty people looking.
Gotcha.
How am I telling you?
I understand what a thirst trap is, but I just think it's when someone's looking for.
I don't think they're necessarily looking for it.
Oh, okay. Or they want a specific person to see it. You know.
I don't think it's necessarily. I think it's just a slightly riskier. Picture on social media.
Okay.
Showing a bit of the goods.
Bit of flesh.
Just putting a bit of bait out there.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I caught nothing. The only person I caught was you. You messaged
me. I messaged you immediately.
Said, looking good, boy.
So it worked. I think I said you were looking swole.
Swole, yes.
You messaged back immediately. Love that.
Yeah, love that. That's sad though. If I was thirst trapping, I'd just check the net and I'd be like, it's called fucking Jesse. Let me tell you, you're back in the sea.
I'm just sat on the toilet at home, zooming in. Jackie looking good on the boat.
But you know what? It did make me feel good when you messaged me that.
Hey, you look great.
Thanks, man.
2 weeks in Greece. What a dream. Lash.
It was great. On the big sash.
Big
it was
swigs.
A lot of drinking.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be on the swigs.
It was good. Have you been to Greece?
I've not. I've not been to Greece.
It's nice. Although the toilets are no good. You have to... You can't put toilet paper down the toilet.
You're joking.
No, so there's a bin. Wherever you go, there's a bin next to you.
Come on.
Which, let me tell you, is not... It's not great.
Not a picnic in there.
No. And the best case scenario, all of Greece, there's a pedal bin, so you can put your foot on there, you wipe your ass, and you have to try and get it in the bin. And you can always see in there, and it's what you imagine, it's just a big pile of dirty
absolutely
shit tissues.
This is absolutely horrific.
But sometimes, Jez, it's not a pedal bin where you put your foot on it. Sometimes it's just a swing bin, so you've got to actually touch the thing.
I cannot believe in the year of our Lord, 2025.
We've been to the moon over 50 years ago, I think.
People are putting shitty tissues in a bin.
It's crazy.
Do you know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. The toilet situation on planet Earth is out of control.
It's pretty bad.
And we've got it okay in this country. Like, we've got it to a decent level. We're not as good as, say, Japan.
Japan.
I've not been, but I hear about their toilets and I'm jealous. But we're better than, say, the hole in the ground lot and the... Some people still go holes in the ground, don't
that's
they?
No, that's... and that's how like they like squat- to be addressed as well.
What's that?
The hole in the ground lot.
Yeah, like this. What does that sound? Is that
no? It's good.
Is that offensive?
No, that's what they like. That's what
some people like. The hole in the ground. I don't think that's offensive to say, is it?
No, I don't. It's not, because it's factual. That's how they got the toilet.
Some people go in a hole in the ground, don't they? I haven't made that up, and I haven't said which people, so you can't be annoyed.
Exactly.
But some people in the world, as far as I'm aware, again, I've not been myself. Actually, to be fair, in France, I've been to France.
What do they do?
I went to, like, if you drive in like rural France, sometimes like their services, the toilets are one of those ones where you go into like a cubicle and there's like two like foot shaped plinths either side of a hole in the ground
for
squatting over. And
is there? You've done that?
Dumping it. No, I haven't done it. I looked at it and went, great. I'd rather go on myself than do
you know
that.
What I would do, like, because I've been in a festival and you poo in a hole.
Yeah, of course.
But France, I don't know. Japan is obviously the king.
They're the kings.
Oh, they've got the robot toilets, obviously. But the best thing about Japan, and I wish it was in the UK so much, it doesn't take much. Just play some music in the toilet.
For sure.
A little bit of stuff in the background
It's crazy.
You were talking to me on the way here about the services, like the service station, like toilet environment.
It's hell in there.
It's awful. It sounds awful. Just play a bit of...
Play music.
Something on loop. It would cost nothing. It would cost absolutely no money to do that.
I agree 100%.
And it would make the experience tenfold so much better.
Everyone needs to have... You just need your own cubicle for a start, for whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Everyone needs their own cubicle with a seat. And like you said, just pump some loud music in there. And it doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter.
And there's music playing everywhere as well. They're in shops. Doesn't need to be in shops.
Yeah.
There's music playing everywhere.
You're right, it is everywhere.
Pump the music into the box. That box, it's silent. You can hear a pin drop.
Nothing worse. Look, the whole elevator music.
Yeah.
I think that's an American thing, because I've been loads of lifts in the UK don't have music.
I never heard music in a lift in the UK.
I think it'd be nice. I hate that awkward thing. I got on a lift the other day with a bloke and it was just like awkward.
It's awkward, especially if you're taking a shit in there.
Yeah. Be fine with a bit of music.
Well, because actually my bathroom at home, and I don't think this is the case, but the house, it's like terraced house.
Yeah.
And the back garden's all kind of back onto each other. And I can hear if my neighbours are in their garden and they're having a low level conversation, I can hear what they're saying word for word.
Right.
I can hear what they're saying. They're having a low, and I'm on the can. And I can hear them just talking at normal volume.
So they must hear you.
And I'm like, well, if I can hear them and their conversation perfectly, and they're out there having like a cup of tea and a bowl of Alpen of a Sunday morning, do you know what I mean?
Part of me would be tempted to ruin that.
And you think, if I can hear that spoon just tinking on the side of that bowl, she's gonna hear what I'm tinking on the side of this bowl.
Yeah.
So what I do is I've got a Bluetooth speaker in there.
Yeah.
And I'm cranking.
Just play pornography very loudly. Just to drown out.
I play a bit of music just in case they can here.
What kind of music do you opt for?
Do you know what though? The problem is I've started putting the same song on like a few times in a row. You know, like
the same song?
Yeah, like the on the top of your liked song. Like the first thing you come to on Spotify. Okay. So you just press play. But the problem is I'm worried I'm giving myself some sort of Pavlovian conditioning. And like one day I'm going to be out. The thong song's going to come on. I'm going to shit myself.
But they must think, because I assume they can hear that song repeatedly. But they must think you're nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they don't know you're having a dump. They just think you love listening to that song.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning. Yeah, you're right. A bit of music in the cubicle. I still think that the toilet situation in this country needs to be addressed.
I think sometimes, like, I go to even the urinals, and I'm getting better with the urinals now.
Yeah, but you've suffered from a bit of stage fright in the past, haven't you?
Oh, huge. I still do, really, but I've got better at it. Because sometimes you go, like, when they're next to each other, some places have got the little divider, which is maybe, like, it could be any size, that divider. Sometimes they're big dividers.
The little urinal sort of guard.
The urinal guard.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
You
it's
ever
a nice
in, like,
touch.
A festival, like, and out the one where you're kind of, like, you're facing a guy and there's like guys going across you like that.
I don't like that. Sometimes you get a side on urinal.
Yeah.
And there's just a guy. I went to watch Massive Attack play in like a, it was it like an outdoor gig, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
Like they were on like.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm a cool guy.
You're pretty cool.
This is how cool I am. I went to see Massive Attack. It was in like, you know, it was like a park gig, you know, like an outside.
Are the Downs up there?
Somewhere like that. Yeah, it was like on, maybe it was on the Downs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe. Went to that, queued up for the toilet for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Got to the front of the queue. There was a guy, sous chefing, telling you where to go to piss.
The piss marshal.
And the piss marshal was in there. And I got to the front of the queue and he went, "Gap there, mate," to me. And there was like fucking wafer thin gap between two guys.
Are we talking like a trough? Like a trough?
There's like troughs all around like a porta cabin.
That person's job isn't needed.
Of course not.
You know when there's a gap.
Yeah, of course. I can see where there's a gap. And it wasn't. And also, I'll say this now. There weren't no gap.
Yeah.
There weren't no gap.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Gap there, mate."
I don't want someone telling me there's a fucking
telling
gap.
Me, and right, so picture the scene.
Mm.
He's like, "Gap there, mate." I'm like, "That's not a gap."
Yeah.
He's like, "Gap there, mate. Come on, mate. There's loads of people waiting." And people go, "Go on, gap there, mate. Go, gap there, mate."
Let me tell you, nothing's coming out of my cock. That has got me the most hostile.
People are now telling me.
What did you do?
Went to the gap.
No.
What was I going to do? Went to the gap.
Did you muscle your way in?
Shoulders in.
No.
Shoulders in, unzip, stood there, not going.
Not a drop.
Of course I'm not going. I'm shoulder to shoulder with these two lads.
Oh god.
And then I went did the pretend I finish weeing, like double, like tug of the jeans, like
yeah.
Like over exaggerated zip up.
I've been there.
Walked out of the toilet, walked all the way around to the back of the queue and joined the queue again.
Yep.
Join the back of the queue again.
I've done the big zip up. I've done I've once put my hands on my ass and gone, "Oh," and like I'm gonna shit myself.
That's
and I've then
good.
Gone into the cubicle.
That's nice. A bit of theatre. I've changed my mind.
Yeah. Actually, this is actually a two job affair.
It started with a piss.
Started with a piss and I've gone, "Oh."
Never thought it would come to this. That's really good. That's a good move, actually.
I don't think it's very convincing.
The faux I need a poo action.
But it's all anxiety. As if people give a fuck. I'm thinking, they know I'm not pissing. They're not caring.
I don't think many people are caring, but I'm the same. Well, normally I'm fine, but in that one, I couldn't do it in that one.
Yeah.
You couldn't have done it in that one, surely.
Well, I've got a method now. It depends how dark it was. Have I told you my technique? A lot of people, there was a method that went about and it says, you've got to pretend you're pissing out the guy's cock who's next to you. And I tried that, but then obviously.
Wait. Oh no, you can't say that and then just. You got.
It was a way to get you going.
So you're at the urinal, you've got a bit of stage,
it's a
right?
mental block. Yeah.
I understand the problem.
What it sounds crazy.
One, where did you get this advice?
I think the internet.
The internet.
This is years ago.
Years ago.
It was a guy who had the same problem. He even put, might have been a YouTube video. He says, listen, lads, I've been struggling this for years. What I've started doing, it's working. It's you.
So you've got stage fright of the urinal. This guy's giving you the lowdown on the YouTube.
That's right.
He says, if you want to get over urinal stage fright, what you need to do is pretend that you're pissing out of...
the guy's cock who's next to you. Who's pissing? So he's pissing, the guy next to you.
So what, are you looking at that?
Going, you're not looking. You're
sorry, how's it done?
You're not looking. Sorry, you're looking at my cock. No, I'm just imagining that I am your cock. I'm imagining I have your cock.
Can I ask you a favour? Would you mind if I imagined if I was pissing out of your cock?
It's very,
how would you even do that?
So you have to be very secret. So you just, it's a mental thing. You just imagine that's me pissing. Okay. But anyway, that method didn't work for me. Obviously, you're reliant on someone else being there, saying, go for the whisk, I'll come. And when you're on your own, you don't need it. Anyway, it's not good. It doesn't always work.
Doesn't always work. Can't believe that.
And so now what I do, and this is my own method.
Yeah.
Can you invest in this?
Here we go.
But this, I would say...
this is the stage fright killer.
It works 100% of the time.
100% works every 100. Time. If you're a man, I'm going to talk to the camera now.
Do women get stage... oh, they wouldn't, would they?
No, they got their own space. If you're a man and you're struggling with urinal stage fright, which is a complicated anxiety disorder that all men have suffered from, you should not feel ashamed or embarrassed. Jack has come up with a solution just for you, and he's going to reveal that exclusively on Under the Groomers podcast. You might think the only thing you need to do is piss out of someone else's cock, but you'd be wrong. Jack has got the solution. Over to you, Jack.
Okay. So this takes a bit of an open mind, because it's quite difficult to explain the concept.
Listeners, you will require an open mind.
Or just you need to be able to think about this, like what I'm going to tell you. So let's say you're in a pub toilet.
The classic. Of all stage fright scenarios, the pub toilet is bread and butter,
yes.
Toilet anxiety.
Right. And so imagine like in front of you might be like a brick wall. Just for use, we all know what a brick wall looks like. The way that I've found to take my mind off the whole situation makes me go, and this sounds mental, by the way. This does sound mental.
I can't imagine that.
But you've got to go with me. If you struggle with this, you've got to try it. So I imagine what it's like to be very... that sounded insane. This is the ramblings of... I imagine what it's like to be very small.
Yeah.
But this is real.
I can...
on, like, you know, like Ant-Man.
Like Gulliver's Travels.
Like Gulliver's Travels. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Whatever you want.
You've been shrunk.
You've been shrunk.
And you're in the man's next to you's penis.
You know, you can do this on your own. This, imagine what it's like, very small. You put yourself on the brick, or whatever the wall is, whatever it is.
Okay.
And you imagine what it'd look like from that perspective.
You're like, right, his cock's massive.
So, you're not looking at anyone's cocks. You're just looking at the world around you. It's as if you're on the bricks, so you'd think maybe like, you know, the grout in between the bricks, you might think that's a river.
So you're looking at the back in towards the bathroom.
You're looking at the wall, whatever's in front of you, you're looking at that. Imagine you're very small. Imagine you live there and your whole civilization lives there. This sounds mental.
In the grout of the bricks in front of you.
In the grout might be the river, but maybe you're on the corner brick. You live in the corner of the brick.
Yeah.
And then you imagine like the cistern over there on the other end of the toilet. Yeah. You might think if you're that small, we'd never get over there.
Yeah.
That would seem so far away.
Yeah. It's like, that'd be like the moon.
That'd be like someone to you. Might.
Yeah. That might as well be the moon to you.
And honestly, you're getting...
So you're looking at... So you're Ant-Man size. Yeah. You're in the gap of the grout of the brick. You're looking... When you're shrunk, you're looking back at the public toilet. So you're looking outwards.
Yeah.
So would they be looking at... Are you still there?
No.
No, you're not. So no one's in the bathroom. No humans are in the bathroom.
This is just the world now. So you might, I might envisage, like, imagine if I was like starting a civilization. Imagine my whole civilization is that brick.
Okay.
And no one's even dared to leave.
You live in Groutland.
I live, well, grout might be the river. Again, the grout for me.
I feel very much that for you, the grout is the river. You've said that a few times.
I just need to make, you're not getting it, I don't think. I need to make sure you've got this.
Okay. So the grout is the river. We've established that.
Just in my head, the bricks are where you live. And the
grout is the river. Yes, you've said.
Could be a road.
Could be a road.
Could be a road, but it's, you, but it's you, prob- you don't but, live on the grout.
But that'd be crazy. It's
you don't
river.
Live on the grout. Come on.
No. So the cistern, anyway, that's the moon. That's so far away. Imagine how long it'd take you to
get to
there'd
be stories of someone went, oh, someone made it to the other brick. That's how big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's how competitive. Yeah. Just so small. But so imagine like someone actually did, there's legends of someone actually got to the cistern. Yeah.
Been in this toilet quite a long time.
You do this in the space of 10 seconds, you create the world.
Okay.
And by that time, you're pissing. You're pissing. And I know it sounds crazy.
Where's the camera? No.
I know it sounds crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy. I get it. The grout is the river.
Or a road.
I get it. I get it. So what you're trying... I mean... Oh, we're having a bit of fun.
Do you get stage fright?
Do you know what? I've had it in the past.
You've got over it as, do you reckon, just an age thing?
I think maybe as you get older. Well, I don't know. For me, maybe as I get older.
I've got better at it. Sometimes I don't need this method. Sometimes I will just go. What do you think about people on their phone at the urinal? Because
it feels dirty.
I've seen a guy answer the phone at the urinal. But I've seen some people now play on their phones.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I feel like, I mean, we're all addicted to our bloody devices, aren't we, Jack? Here's something I've noticed about the modern world. Can we all look up from our devices, please, and at each other's cocks? But
who said that once? They said an old boy once told them to get off their phone and have a proper piss.
I don't know, but I really like that. Have a proper piss. A British piss.
Yeah.
I really like that. Get off your phone, have a proper piss. I really like that. Respect. I mean, on sitting on the toilet, I don't think I would even contemplate sitting on the toilet without my phone.
I think I would,
if my phone was downstairs, I would go and get it specifically to take to the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like it's where the smartphone, I mean, as much as we all love them, it really comes in. It's next level toilet entertainment. The telephone.
I agree.
I mean, I grew up in the generation of reading a shampoo bottle. So, yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds bleak.
But
then they said they reckon we're getting back problems because we're all hunched on the loo.
Do you reckon? What, on our phones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
But some people go back. There's some people say you need to put your feet in stirrups to shit.
Oh, yeah. There's always. You ever been to someone's house and they've got one of them little stools?
Never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done it? Have you tried it? Did you have a good poo? Did you go well?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. I didn't notice much difference, but horses for courses, innit?
I don't know if I want to put my feet in it. Someone else's thing.
Well, you don't shit in it.
I guess you got your shoes on.
Shoes on, shoes off.
Your shoes off guy? House?
I think I am. Upstairs, definitely. Downstairs isn't this, but we got wood floors downstairs. But upstairs is shoes off.
Do you remember when I came on yours in the toilet and I got that toilet thing clipped on my trousers?
Yeah.
I wanted to find it more funny, but in my head I got so embarrassed thinking, does he think I've put that there and just done a whole like, oh my God, ha ha ha. It genuinely got clipped. So, I wanted to know that I didn't do anything.
I didn't doubt for a second that you did. I at no point did I think you did it on purpose.
It was so sad I couldn't enjoy it because that's all I was thinking about. I was thinking, thinks I've put that on there.
For the listener, Jack came to my house and we had a toilet duck, I suppose. Is that what they're called? You know, a cistern clipper.
It's a clipper.
It's one of those ones around the rim of your bog.
Yeah, that's right.
Which we don't even always have. I think it might have been an impulse purchase.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think we necessarily always have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Clipped it on the bog. Jack went to use the toilet. I think you're enjoying a sit-down wee.
I'd sit-down wee. I'll just say it. I'm so embarrassed.
Jack enjoys a sit-down wee.
Yeah, I do.
That's all right. Lots of people do. Mm. But when he left, he came out of the toilet and
trousers up, flies up, belt on.
He was fully dressed.
Fully dressed.
But the little clip-on rim block was attached to your jeans at the back. It must have like scooped up.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was. Was it in my belt loop or was it in my back pocket?
I think it was in like I think it was looped on the back of your belt, on the back of your jeans. So you'd obviously pulled your trousers up, yeah, caught it, it hooked onto your belt.
But what are the chances of that? Because I was very sat on the
slim,
toilet,
very slim.
And I was thinking, all this in my head, I'm thinking, I bet you think, and I did the whole oh, what's this? Oh.
No, because you've really freaked out.
Oh, good, yeah.
You really freaked.
Because that's gross.
Yeah, kind of gross. It lives in the toilet.
Yeah.
You really freaked out.
Okay, I'm glad you think.
No,
I didn't
think it was. I didn't think it was a bit, because you seem really genuinely traumatized by it.
Mm. Yeah, it was horrible. Sorry, but that was a mad tangent there. I've just had to.
That's all right.
We're talking about toilets, okay?
We're always talking about toilets.
This is the thing.
But yeah, I think there's still, I still think the main. Oh no, you were asking me about do I think it's okay that people play on their phones at the urinals? No, I don't think that's okay. Oh. I also think, I find that a lot of other men fast at the urinal, and I don't think it's...
No, I'm not into that.
I'm not into that. I don't think it's like, oh, we're in the bathroom now, so like,
we can all let one rip.
We can do without the norms of society, and that like, oh, we're all just being lads in there, and just because you're pissing. Right. Like, because some lads will stand next to you and do like big farts.
Oh, I hate that.
And I really dislike that.
Because I think... Now you're just breathing it.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah. You stood right next to me.
Yeah.
Football stadiums are the... football stadiums anyway.
Mm.
But the toilet situation at football stadiums is barbaric.
Yeah, it's not good.
But no, I'm not into using your phone at the urinal. I think me and Emma Coyne just discussed it last week. We all just need... We should all get a cubicle for everything. Just everyone have a cubicle all the time.
That'd be a lot of plumbing.
I don't care. It's 2025. We can't all be pissing in the same bin. We can't be defecating next to strangers outside.
Defecating? Is that piss?
Piss and shit.
No, defecating shit, I think.
Do you reckon it's shit?
I think so. What do you know your ablutions are? What does that mean?
That's any kind of...
Sneezing.
No, that's piss and shit as well, ablutions, I think. Blowing your nose, that's an ablution. I think getting anything out of your body, I think.
I see. Having a wank.
Hell of an ablution.
An ablution.
Pardon me, I'm just off to do my ablutions. got any porn? Yeah. Well, we went seamlessly from Greek island hopping to... a lengthy discussion about toilet anxieties, but that's what Under the Groomers has become. That is, you know,
you proud of it?
Proud would be a strong word.
I think it's cool. I think it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It is remarkable how often we end up in the toilet, but I think the inventions, a lot of the time, they tap into our anxieties, don't
for
they?
Sure. For sure.
We're trying, the inventions that people come up with are trying to improve their day-to-day lives. You know, that's the idea of them. And for most people, the issues seem to be around the fact that the toilet situation is not perfect for the year 2025.
I think you're right. But the cubicle thing, so girls have cubicles.
For everything.
But the queues, I feel bad for women because they always have to queue. There's always a queue and men just flush straight in.
But would you queue if you knew you were going to get a cubicle at the end of it?
Well, you can do that in the men's anyway. There's always cubicles. And there'd be a smaller queue.
There's not always cubicles.
There's always a cubicle.
Not one that you
men got a dump.
Not one that you would use. There's one, and it's normally an absolute car crash.
What?
No lock, no boggers, door finishing at your ankles.
But do you know what? I've cleaned toilets.
Some bloke rattling it. Have you ever had a bloke knock on the toilet? Like,
yeah,
have you ever had someone knock
locked.
On it?
Yeah, I've done
like,
that. Yeah.
What are you knocking? Like,
what do you say when they say? When
I say ocupado.
Like Family Guy.
Or I say, come in.
That's funny. I wish that's funny. I wish I could say something like that. I say hello.
what people knocking for? I was once using the toilet.
I sometimes knock and then walk away for a laugh.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
You do that? Sometimes. With all your weird toilet shit and you're causing trouble in there.
Because if I figure they're on their phone taking ages, if there's one cubicle, I have a little knock and I run off.
Do you?
Yeah, just to make them hurry up.
That's dirt move.
What do you mean? I need to poo.
Oh, if you need to go.
I'm not knocking and running.
Oh, I thought you were pissing.
It still is a laugh though. I'm still enjoying it.
I thought you were pissing at the urinal.
Yeah.
And then on the way out, knocking and then running off like a little schoolboy prank.
No, I have. Sometimes I have, on occasion when I'm drunk, I've made like a... And I've rattled the door and I've run off.
What are you doing in there? I cannot believe this.
And it's still if I need to go, I need to go. But I run off so I don't get fat. So I pretend I'm a big, like, angry boy. Like rattling.
Get out of there. What, and then you think he'll come out quicker and then you zip in afterwards.
Yeah, I go, fucking hell, the big guy just ran off.
Oh, right. Right.
I make myself. I've only done that once or twice in my
life. That's crazy that you would do that with all of your anxieties.
Yeah, I know.
I was in a pub toilet and it was a single cubicle situation and it was worst case scenario, you have need a poo on a night out.
Yeah.
And I was on the toilet having a bad time.
You had a dicky tummy.
No, it wasn't. No, just normal. Just normal. But a bloke walked in the cubicle. No, he walked into the main toilet room.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, fucking hell, stinks of shit in here. And I was sitting there and I, what do you fucking expect?
Is that what you thought? You didn't. Did it make you self-conscious?
Yeah, of course it did. But I also was a bit like, what are you expecting?
Yeah, it's a toilet.
So you walking in going, oh, I wonder what this room smells like. Oh, stinks of shit in here. Yeah, it's the toilet.
There's only one cubicle using it.
Yeah, and I'm in it. Of course, stinks of shit in here. What do you think's going to happen, man?
Was it a stinky one, though? It must have been bad. Obviously, he knows what a toilet is. He knows what they smell like.
Well, it must have been his first time in one. If he's surprised at that.
You must have been putting out some stinks.
Must have been his first day out in the wild. If that came as a shock to him. I've never walked into a pub toilet and gone, I bet this place smells class. I'll get a couple of big lungfuls when I come in here. Idiot, man.
I love the fact you can still remember that. That obviously
a long
real
time
effect.
Ago as well.
Yeah.
I'd tell you exactly where it was. Embargo. White Ladies Road.
What's that now?
No, was it called Embargo? No, it wasn't Embargo. Maybe it wasn't.
You've told me about Embargo before.
No.
That is in Bristol. It's an old club in Bristol, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be on the Triangle. I can't remember what it was called. It used to be up by, you know, just by the zebra crossing, up by, why am I telling you which bar I was in?
Oh, no, I want to know.
Bar Humbug. It was called Bar Humbug.
Bar Humbug. That's where you're having the big stinker. Sorry, just want to work out what pub he was shitting in. Phone a friend.
About 20 years ago. It was genuinely about 20 years ago as well. I couldn't remember. I was doing my head in. Anyway, so I was taking a shit in Bar Humbug. It's September. You've just come back from 2 weeks in Greece.
Yeah.
It's very much back to school vibes right now, isn't it? Would you say that was fair?
Yeah.
The autumn settling in.
Big time.
It was cold today for the first time. I'd say it was genuinely cold this
morning. It was cold.
I bet that was a big shock. Now, previously on our other podcast that we used to do, Agony, that we never actually released.
Yeah.
We both used to give advice, didn't we?
Yeah. We were good at it.
You were an advice giver. I was thinking, you know, back to school, new students starting. I wonder if you had any advice for, you know, surviving,
school.
A new school year, you know, surviving school. How did you get on at school?
I was all right at school.
Yeah. Were you popular?
No. I wasn't unpopular. I was somewhere in the middle, I think.
You weren't unpopular.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle. You've got to take that. That's probably the safest place to be.
I think I wanted to be popular. I think I tried.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Didn't work out. I was a big shot on my street. I remember when I was in like...
you were a big shot on your street?
On my street. Well, before I even went to primary school, I was like, there was like five kids on my street. I was like the king.
Before you went to primary school, you were the king. It's a bold, bold claim that before you went to primary school, you were the king. So you're,
or
so
maybe
you start primary school at four. So, but pre 4 years old, you were the king of your street. From the age of zero to three,
maybe
you were the big dick on campus.
Well, I was. No, hang on. Let me. Okay, maybe it was with school. Maybe, but when I went home from school, I thought, okay,
big dog.
Now I'm going back to my pond.
Yeah. You were the big dog on your street at primary school.
Well, at least I thought I was.
Who and else was on your street?
I don't want to name names.
No, but you were the alpha.
No, I probably wasn't. But in my head, I thought
the alpha.
I thought I was cool.
You're 4 years old. You're cracking heads on your street.
Big time.
Taking names.
Yeah, yeah,
cashing
yeah.
Cashing checks.
Yeah. Exactly. You got to pay the tax.
Yeah.
Ramsdale close.
Primary school. You're the big dog.
Yeah, and I realised a lot more kids. Not even in primary school, I think. As soon as I went to like a class of 30 kids, I thought, oh, I'm not cool.
The transition to secondary school is tough.
Yeah, that one is tough. Yeah.
Big one. Probably the worst. So, Jack, September's here. It's the start of a new school year. What advice would you give to someone who might be starting a new school or changing school? Or maybe they're starting a new university?
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
In the past, I would have said, punch someone.
That's good advice.
You go up to the nearest, because I was given sort of similar advice.
So you're starting a new secondary school.
Yeah.
First day, you switch schools, year nine.
That's tough. That's like...
Year nine.
I've seen people arrive in year nine. It's almost like the start of Shawshank, you know, and they're looking at the fresh meat fresh getting off the meat. Bus.
Jack's advice is find the hardest kid in your year. No, yeah. Not the hardest. That's bad advice. Find the least hard kid in your year and kick the shit out of them. Maybe like a...
Who? What were you going to say?
Maybe like a kid that's a bit different.
And that could be whatever you want it to be. That could be...
fill in the blanks.
Could be, yeah.
Could be
able-bodied. Could be...
I didn't say anything.
No, you didn't say nothing.
Just find a kid that's a bit different. And cave their head in.
Cave their head in.
First day of school. Yeah. Find a kid who's a bit different and cave their head in. That's good advice. That's really good advice. Okay.
You can't do that.
That's good advice. Another good tip is to invest in good stationery.
Do you know there was a kid who actually joined in year nine?
Oh yeah, right?
And it was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, oh, wonder what he's like.
You wonder
the way he introduced himself to everyone. As he started throwing water balloons. He'd filled up with his own.
That's not true.
That's true.
He brought them
from the PE changing rooms. He started throwing them at us all.
On his first day. On his first day.
He pissed into water balloons.
He brought them to school.
And he was throwing them at us.
On his first day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on.
I think.
He swapped schools And on his first day, he brought in piss-filled water balloons and threw them at...
I don't know if he pissed in them at home or at school, but they were filled with his piss. I think what might have happened is he immediately got in with the wrong crowd and wanted to make a name for us. I remember thinking, oh, what do I eat like?
Maybe a new friend for Jackie. Maybe a new pal for Jackie. What's he getting out of his bag?
That sounds like a lie. I promise you that's true.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, I bet you remembered him, though. You remember him now.
I do remember him now, yeah.
So that could be a tip.
Do you know what? He turned out all right, actually. Not what? Awful. Yeah.
What do you mean he turned out all right? Can't have done.
Maybe not.
What's he do now? Are you Facebook friends with him?
No.
Oh my God, let's get him on the podcast. Oh, let's get him on and let's get him to talk us through it.
I could even.
What was going through your mind?
I couldn't even tell you his name. I could tell you his name, but I'm not going to. I'll tell you after.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
That's unreal. First day.
I think it was first day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, straight in.
I bet no one messed with him though.
No, it worked. He got in trouble.
Yeah, did he? Well, did you get a detention? I should hope so. I should hope he got a detention for that.
It was horrible because at first you don't know what we didn't know what we just thought they're water balloons. We thought, well, even that's a bit much.
Yeah, yeah, that is a bit
filled
much.
Filled with his piss.
Once you find out they've got urine in them, big bold move.
Yeah.
He said he think he fell in with the wrong crowd and pretty quick going on his first day.
Do you know, like initiations, like my dad used to say to me, oh, gangsters, what they sometimes do is that you drive around with your lights off.
That's dangerous.
The person who flashes you to let you know your lights are off.
Yeah.
You kill them. And that's how you get into the gang.
Your dad told you this.
Yeah.
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 Is that true?
He never used to flash people to let them know the lights were on.
Really? I'm always telling people.
No, I don't know if that last bit's true, but he did tell me that once. I don't know if that's... But anyway, maybe to a low-level version of that, you want to be with our gang, you've got piss in these balloons.
Piss in the balloons. And if someone says, why are you pissing to that balloon? You throw them at them.
Yeah.
That's such a good move on your first day of school.
I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, he did sort of get stigmatized a bit for that. We couldn't really get over that bit. Because even if you're kind of burning a lot of bridges immediately with that, I don't want anyone to want to get.
I'll tell you what
that
is. That's very polarizing, isn't it?
It's very divisive.
I think some people would really respect it. Some people would say that's very funny. I think if you got hit by a pissy balloon, you're probably gonna find it hard to see the funny side, and then consider that person a good friend.
Maybe, yeah. But maybe like one person might find it. You know, like
some
people. I reckon
one in 10 loves that.
You know, some people like say you should set your dating profile extremely honest and brutal, because therefore you might reject 100 people. Well, one person, that'll be a true match for you.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe he's going by that playbook.
Be yourself. That's good advice. Do you know what? I think we've hit on the crux, is that the word, of this advice, is that actually don't change yourself for other people.
Yeah.
If you're starting a new school, or maybe you're going to university this September, it's freshers. You're nervous. You might be in a new city. It might be your first time away from home. Don't reinvent yourself if you don't want to.
Mm.
Be yourself and let people accept you for who you are. And if that person is the kind of person that pisses into balloons and throws them at other people, yeah, most people won't like that. But the ones that do, they'll be friends for life.
I think that's pretty good.
Take care of yourselves and each other.
Would you say if you maybe change if you're gonna have a bad time, change? Like,
oh yeah. If your personality isn't great, then pretend to be someone else.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Oh, I don't know.
Be like the person you're speaking to. That's what I try and do.
Just mirror.
Yeah, just say everything that you think.
Don't do the accent, but I mean.
Yeah. But just generally say and do what you think that person would like until they like you. And then carry on.
It's so sad.
And then carry on pretending. I do that.
I think your advice is pretty good, actually. Find someone. How did you phrase it? A bit different, and cave their head in.
That is good advice. back to school vibes on Under the Groomers here.
Yeah. Get a couple of pencils and pens as well.
Yeah. It is back to school. It's the autumn, isn't it? It's the autumn. Back to school. Mm. You went to uni. Did you have a good time? What did you study at university?
Physics.
Swansea. Why did you pick Swansea? Was it just a place?
The only place that'd have me.
Yeah, that's the same
I
as
really
me.
I really messed up my A-levels.
Me too.
And they were the only ones who'd take me.
Really?
But I'm glad they did.
Was Swansea a good place to go to uni?
Do you know what? It probably was, but I didn't appreciate it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it isn't, because I think some people went there and had a great
time. Did you
know
anyone who went there before you went? Would anyone from back home go?
No. Well, after the first year, one of my girlfriends from college actually went there.
Oh, that's nice.
What I'm
getting to is that, so when you turn up September, are you in halls?
No, missed out on halls. I had to live in a house with strangers at the time.
That's tough.
Yeah, that was tough.
Did you get involved in freshers events?
Yeah, we went, but because you're all going back off campus to your own house,
yeah,
because
you
didn't make many friends.
That's quite tough if you're not in halls, because people kind of make friends with their hallsy people, and you're one of the random house people.
Yeah, there was like six of us in the house, and we were sort of a unit for a while, and then they were sort of my friends really. I didn't really. Yeah. Until like my third year, I didn't chat to anyone. I was a bit pretentious.
A bit pretentious.
I wouldn't talk to anyone. I think that
really?
I used to dress like all mad. And I used
did
to,
you?
Yeah.
What did you dress like?
Oh, I used to wear like women's jeans. I used to wear two shirts at a time.
This isn't true.
Yeah.
Women's jeans and two shirts.
I'd wear two shirts. I'd have a shirt underneath and a shirt on top.
What? Two like button down shirts?
Two button down shirts. I'll show you a picture. I look
Why
mad.
Were you doing that? Fashion?
Fashion. I'm peacocking, I think.
Oh, you're trying to be...
I was trying to look cool.
Two shirts?
Two shirts. And I had my massive, like, bird's nest hair. I look like a freak. But I thought I looked cool as nails. And I wanted people to come
in. I've seen a picture of you. Your hair was...
It was insane.
Your hair was insane.
I didn't talk to anyone. I thought I was cool as fuck. Smoked fags.
That's cool.
Went home. Watched Game of Thrones.
Wow.
That was my life for a couple of years.
Okay, so you were like sort of the mysterious.
I wanted to be
the mysterious stranger. You sort of, you had hair a bit like The Crow. Would you say that was how? Do you remember Brandon Lee in The Crow?
I think so.
Was that the vibe you were going for?
Yeah.
Sort of slightly gothic.
It was
slightly,
a bit.
Would you say it was emo?
You know, Flock of Seagulls. That sort of like it's going back a bit now.
Sure.
That the lead
singer. Yeah.
Very sort of like. Like a bird, it looked mental.
But if you're going to do that at any time, university is a great time to do that.
I thought so, but I thought that would be very cool and people would be attracted to me.
Yeah,
do you know, like, well, who's this guy? Let's go talk to him.
The mysterious guy. No,
like, who's this prick?
Yeah. So this is good advice. So it is a good time to experiment with a look. University, to any students who are maybe starting university now.
Yeah,
it's a good time to experiment and reinvent yourself.
You can do that. Yeah.
But from our advice, look around you, look at what other people are doing, saying and wearing, and do that.
Yeah.
That's our advice.
So I think my advice is, but you can reinvent yourself, but you have
but
to go and talk to people.
You
so
have
go
to
go and talk. Sorry, it's getting quite hot off actually. Because I do regret those 2 years at uni where I didn't talk to anyone.
Yeah,
I really thought I was too cool for school. But I think you gotta. And I was so depressed.
I'm surprised it came from a place that you thought you were too cool for school. I thought it might come from a place of like social awkwardness or social
it's probably,
anxiety.
You know what, it's probably that. It's probably the root cause is insecurity, and then it's become to oh actually I'm not insecure. I can turn that into a power.
You don't like them,
right?
Before they don't like you.
Sure, I'm sure you could probably go.
This
down
is
that route.
Very deep conversation we're having. Considering we spent the first hour talking about not being able to piss at a wall.
Yeah, you were stinky pooing, bar humbug.
That might not go in, so don't worry about that.
That's got to go in. That can't not.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, don't be afraid of people not accepting you. To the point that you're not accepting of them. That is really good advice.
It's very weird. Was that a joke you just made? Yeah, I think it was. So you made so many jokes and I was trampling over them.
I mean, that's meant to be the idea of the podcast.
I know.
Because we're both comedians and the idea is that we're...
I got too carried away with the sincerity. Fuck.
What was the advice? Be yourself, but don't. You can do, but probably best if you don't.
Don't. I would have been better off if I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just follow the crowd. Just honestly follow the crowd.
It's more fun to follow the crowd and fit in.
Absolutely.
But if you don't want to, be yourself.
Yeah.
And if there's someone a bit different, cave their head in. It's good advice.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good advice. Well, I was hoping one day that people would write in with advice for you, like advice questions, like agony aunt questions. Mm. But we're still not getting too many emails. We have had some business ideas emailed through, but we'll do that on another episode because we've already talked at length today.
With someone more competent.
Yeah, yeah. We'll keep that for when someone's got nothing to say.
Thanks for listening.
Jackie's wrapping it up. Jackie's had enough. Yeah, that is probably enough.
There's a podcast in there, isn't there?
There's a podcast in there. Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers.